This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of March 2025. Essence. Sweet children, your faces should be constantly happy because God is teaching you. Let your faces be sparkling with this happiness. Question. What main effort do you children now have to make? Answer. You have to make effort to be liberated from experiencing punishment. For this, the pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. It is by having this remembrance that your sins are absolved. Remember Baba with love, and you will continue to accumulate a great deal of income. By waking up early in the morning and sitting in remembrance, you will forget this old world, and only things of this knowledge will then keep coming into your intellects. You children must not let any rubbish emerge from your lips. Song. Having found you, we have found everything. The earth and the sky belong to us. Om Shanti. When you listen to this song, some of you understand its meaning. You also experience the happiness that God is teaching you and giving you the kingdom of the world. However, very few of you are able to maintain this happiness for long. Your remembrance does not remain stable. We belong to the Father, and the Father is teaching us. There are many who don't maintain this intoxication. People listen to spiritual stories in those spiritual gatherings, and they experience happiness whilst listening. Here, the Father tells you such beautiful things. The Father is teaching you and is also making you into the masters of the world. Therefore, you students have to experience so much happiness. Those who study here don't experience as much happiness as those who study a worldly education. It just does not remain in their intellects. The Father has explained, listen to such songs 4 to 5 times. When you forget the Father, you remember the old world and your old relationships. At such times, listen to these songs and you will remember the Father. When you say Father, you remember the inheritance. You receive this inheritance by studying. You study with Shiv Baba in order to become the masters of the world. What else do you need? Such students should experience so much internal happiness day and night. Your sleep would be lost day and night. You have to renounce sleep and especially continue to remember that Father and teacher with intoxication, as though you are totally lost in that one. Oho, we are receiving the kingdom of the world from the Father. However, Maya doesn't allow you to have remembrance. You remember your friends and relatives, etc. You continue to think about all of them. Many remember old and rotten rubbish. They have no intoxication about what the Father tells them, that they are becoming the masters of the world. The faces of those who study at a school always remain happy. Here, God is teaching you. Very few of you are able to maintain this happiness. Otherwise, your mercury of happiness would remain high. You forget that the unlimited Father is teaching you. If you remembered this, you would remain happy. However, the suffering of past karma of some children is such that they don't remember the father. They turn their faces towards rubbish. Baba isn't saying this about everyone. All are number wise. The most fortunate ones are those who remember the father and also remember that God, Baba, is teaching them. Just as students in those studies remember that such and such a teacher is making them into barristers, so here, God is teaching us in order to make us into gods and goddesses. Therefore, there should be so much intoxication. While listening to this, the intoxication of some of you rises. But the rest of you do not understand anything. People adopt a guru, believing that he will take them back with him, or that he will enable them to meet God. Here, this one himself is God. He enables you to meet him in order to take you back with him. People adopt a guru for him to take them back with him to the abode of peace. Here, the father explains so much to you personally. You are students. At least remember the teacher who is teaching you. However, there is absolutely no remembrance at all. Don't even ask. Even good children don't have remembrance. Shiv Baba is teaching us. He is the ocean of knowledge. He gives us the inheritance. If you remembered this, your mercury of happiness would rise. The Father is telling you all of this personally, but your intoxication of this still does not rise. Your intellects wander in other directions. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. I guarantee this to you. Do not remember anyone except the one Father. What is the point of remembering things that are going to be destroyed? When someone dies here, people remember him for 2 to 4 years afterwards. They keep praising him. The Father now personally says to you children, remember me. The more you remember Baba with love, the more your sins will be cut away. You will also earn a great deal of income. Wake up early in the morning and remember the Father. Devotees also do their devotion early in the morning. However, you are on the path of this knowledge. You must not become trapped in the rubbish of the old world. Many children become trapped in such a way, don't even ask. They don't move away from rubbish. They keep talking about things of rubbish throughout the day. The things of this knowledge just don't enter their intellects. However, there are some children who run around doing service throughout the day. The Father, of course, remembers those who do service. At present, it is Manohar who does the most service. Today, she goes to Karnal, and tomorrow somewhere else. She continues to run around doing service. What service would those who quarrel amongst themselves do? Who is loved by the Father the most? Those who do service very well. Those who are concerned about doing service day and night are the ones who win the Father's heart. By continuing to listen to these songs again and again, you will be able to stay in remembrance and your intoxication will rise a little. Baba has said, if any of you feel a little sad at any time, play these records and you will have happiness. Oh, we are becoming the masters of the world. The father simply says, remember me. This study is very easy. Baba has selected 10 to 12 good records that everyone should have. But you children still forget him. Some even stop studying. Maya attacks them whilst they are moving along. The father shows you a very easy way to make your intellect Satapratthan from Tamapratthan. Each of you has now received an intellect to discriminate between right and wrong. You people call out to the Father, O Purifier, come. Now that the Father has come, you have to become pure. There are burdens of innumerable births on your heads. Therefore, the more remembrance you have, the purer you will become, and you will also have happiness. Although you continue to do service, each of you also has to keep an account of yourself as to how much you remember the Father. No one is able to keep an accurate chart of remembrance. You write down the points, but you forget to have remembrance. The Father says, stay in remembrance whilst you give lectures and you will receive a lot of power. Otherwise, the Father says, I also go and help many children. I enter some and do service. Service has to be done. When I see that someone's fortune is to open up, but that one who is explaining doesn't have that much wisdom, I enter that one and do service. Then some write and say, Baba is the one who did this service. I didn't have enough power. It was as though Baba spoke a merely. However, others develop arrogance, believing that they explained very well. The Father says, I enter some to bring benefit to souls, and they then become even cleverer than the teacher. If I were to send a teacher who is a buddhu, someone not very clever, the student would think, I am able to explain better than this one. Or, this one has no virtue, my stage is better than this one's. Some live as heads and have a lot of arrogance and they live in great splendour. Some even speak to important people with familiarity. Because those people call her a goddess, she becomes happy with that. There are many places like that where the students become cleverer than the teacher. It is only one Baba who has passed the examinations. He is the ocean of knowledge. You study with him and then teach others. Some imbibe these things very well, others forget them. The most important and main aspect is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Otherwise, how could your sins be absolved? The behaviour of some children is such that only this Baba and that Baba know. You children now have to make the main effort of becoming free from experiencing punishment. For you to achieve this, your pilgrimage of remembrance is the main thing. It is by having this remembrance that your sins can be absolved. Some cooperate with money. They think that they will become wealthy. However, in order to be freed from experiencing punishment, you do have to make this effort. Otherwise, you will experience punishment in front of the Father. If the child of a judge performs a wrong act, the judge would be ashamed. The Father would say, "How can I punish someone I have been sustaining?" At that time, you would look down and cry out in distress. "The Father explained and taught me so much, but I didn't pay attention." Dharam Raj is also with the Father. He knows your horoscope. You can now see this happening in a practical way. Some souls follow the path of purity for 10 years, then Maya suddenly punches them in such a way that they lose all the income they had earned and they become impure. There are many such examples. Many fall. Many are distressed throughout the whole day by storms of Maya, and they even forget the Father. They don't have the happiness of receiving the unlimited kingdom from the Father. As well as lust, there is also attachment. You have to conquer attachment here. What is the point of allowing your heart to become attached to someone impure? Yes, there should be the thought of giving that one the Father's introduction and uplifting him. How can I make this one worthy to live in the temple of Shiva? Internally, you can create methods for doing that. There is no question of attachment in that. No matter how loving your relatives may be, continue to explain to them. Do not be pulled by anyone out of deep love. Otherwise, they will not be reformed. You have to become merciful. You have to have mercy for yourselves and then for others. The Father too feels mercy. You have to see how many you can make similar to yourselves. You have to give Baba some evidence as to how many you have given the Father's introduction to. Those souls should also write and say, "Baba, I have been given a very good introduction by this one." Only when Baba receives such proof can he understand that you are doing service. They should write to Baba and say that the teacher is very clever. She does service very well and teaches very well. However, some children fail in the subject of yoga. They do not have the sense to remember Baba. The Father explains, at the time of eating, eat whilst in remembrance of Shiv Baba. When you go for a walk, remember Shiv Baba. Don't gossip. Even if you have to think about business, remain engaged in remembrance of Baba. The Father says, by all means, do what you have to do, sleep, but as well as that, also do this. Let there be remembrance for at least 8 hours. However, that will happen at the end. Gradually increase your chart of remembrance. Some write, "We stayed in remembrance for 2 hours. However, as they move along, their charts become weak. Maya also makes them disappear. Maya is very powerful. Those who remain busy doing this service throughout the day are the ones who are able to have remembrance. They continue to give the Father's introduction to everyone." Baba emphasizes remembrance a great deal. You yourselves feel that you're unable to stay in remembrance. It is in this remembrance that Maya causes obstacles. The study is very easy. You are studying with the Father. The more wealth of this knowledge you take from the Father, the wealthier you will become. The Father teaches everyone. The Merlis go to everyone. It isn't just you in Madhaban who are studying, but everyone is studying. When the Merlis don't arrive at a centre, they cry. However, there are also those who don't listen to the Merlis. They just keep moving along in whatever way they want. There has to be an interest in listening to the Merlis. The song, "Baba, we have come to claim our inheritance," is first class. They also say, "Baba, whatever I am, however I am, even if I am one-eyed, I am yours." That is fine, but having become dirty, they should become better. Everything depends on yoga and how you study. After belonging to the Father, every child should have the thought, "Now that I belong to the Father, I will definitely go to heaven." However, you also have to think about what you want to become in heaven. Study very well and imbibe divine virtues. If you remain like monkeys, what status would you claim? Subjects and servants are also needed there. Those who don't study now will carry the burden there of those who have studied. The more effort you make, the greater the happiness you receive. If you become very wealthy, you will receive a great deal of respect. Those who study well are respected a lot. The Father continues to give you advice. Remain peaceful in remembrance of the Father. However, Baba knows that some who live far away remain in remembrance more than those of you who are sitting in front of Baba. Therefore, they claim a higher status. The same thing happens on the path of devotion. Some devotees are very good and first class. They remain in remembrance more than their guru. Those who have performed devotion very well are the ones who come here. All of you are devotees. Sannyasis, etc., will not come. All devotees, having finished their devotion, will come here. The Father explains so clearly. The fact that you are taking this knowledge indicates that you have done a lot of devotion. Those who have done more devotion will study more than those who have done less devotion. The main effort lies in having remembrance. Only by having this remembrance can your sins be absolved. You also have to become very sweet. Acha. To you, sweetest, long lost and now found, serviceable, faithful, obedient children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. No matter how loving your relatives may be, you must not allow any thread of attachment to pull you. Become a conqueror of attachment. Explain to them tactfully. Have mercy for yourself and for others. 2. Remember the father and the teacher with a lot of love. Have the intoxication that God is teaching you and that he is giving you the sovereignty of the world. When you go for a walk, stay in remembrance. Do not gossip. Blessing. May you experience the stage of being equal to the Father with the true holy of his imperishable spiritual colour. You are the holy souls who are coloured with God's colour. The confluence age is the age of a holy life. When you are coloured with this imperishable spiritual colour, you become equal to the Father for all time. So your holy is to be coloured with his company and become equal to the Father. Let there be such a strong colour that you also make others equal to you. Colour every soul with the imperishable colour of this knowledge, the colour of remembrance, the colour of all powers, the colour of virtues, and the spiritual colour of an elevated attitude, vision, good wishes and pure feelings. Slogan: let your vision be alokic, your mind cool, your intellect merciful, and your mouth sweet. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. Become an embodiment of the power of truth and speak and see with intoxication. We are followers of the Almighty Government. By having this awareness, make anything wrong right. We have to reveal the truth, not hide it, but we have to do this with manners. Have the intoxication that you are the Shaktis of Shiva. When the Shaktis have courage, the Almighty Authority helps. Om Shanti.